Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. This appears to be the most successful Agile conference ever. And so, on the occasion of this, I think it's useful to go back over some of the history of Agile. Many of you don't even remember what it was like before Agile, but let me tell you, it wasn't good.
Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window.
The mood was one of despair.
Please,
sometimes
please,
quiet.
Please.
Sometimes
please,
loud, but despair nonetheless. But then, from the strangest places, something odd, something different started to happen. It was the beginning of Agile. And in a surprisingly short amount of time, we arrived at what some of us call the first golden age of Agile, which was an age of extraordinary hope and great change. Then, some of us began to notice something.
The sun is shining, although it's raining in my heart.
Agile had become a victim of its own success. It had, in the terminology of the time, crossed the chasm. Because of our very success, we were flooded with too many people, and those too many people had too little training, they had too little skill, and they really had too little seriousness about the entire topic of Agile. And because of all of those people, we were flooded by large companies, small companies, all of them trying to cash in on the success of Agile. And the result of all of this, the attention that had to be paid to this flood of everyone, was a certain stagnation in technology and technique. Things looked grim, actually, for a while. It looked like we were stuck. How did we get unstuck? Different people trace it to different events. I myself trace it to a famous speech that Angela Martin gave one evening at this very conference. She dragged all the XP customers, all the Scrum product owners, all the what I call product directors she could find into a room, and there she told them they had been underserved.
Rise up! Rise up! Take the streets!
The Agile Alliance put a goodly number of experienced product directors on the slate for the next election. And as a result of their efforts, we are where we are today, where we can truly say that the Agile methodologies are methodologies created by people who are Agile product owners. Once, long ago, Pete McBreen said that the Agile methodologies are methodologies created by people who like to program. That is as true as ever. You can see it if you look around you. There is no conference as hands-on as this conference.
This is the age of reality, but somehow we are dealing with mythology. This is the age of science and technology, but somehow we are checking the antiquity.
I'm most closely associated with what used to be called testing in Agile projects. And it's that field that's come perhaps the longest way in the past few years. And it's really all due to the farsighted product owner contingent of the board, because they had a problem. They had the problem that they were working in a world of informal communication, working well with conversation, working well with cards, working well with whiteboards and things on the wall. But there was an impedance mismatch between that world and the world of the code and the world of the programmer, which was very, very heavily tool-oriented and, by its nature, code, fairly formal. So they had to solve the problem of communicating intent to the programmers and figuring out what their own intent was. Now, at that time, I wanted the testers to solve that problem, but we were somewhat mired in the past, as it turns out, and the tools we had were really inadequate for the task. So I am extremely grateful to the people on the board who funded the research, the examination of projects, the creation of new tools, the getting together of all sorts of people in highly focused workshops and mini conferences to solve this problem, because it's a very different world for us testers than it used to be. Now, a tiny bit of editorial, a tiny bit of looking forward. Back in the U.S., we refer to the previous decade as the daddy knows best decade or the leader knows best decade. And I think probably even more than the rest of the world, we share the revulsion against that decade. And I think a lot of people don't realize how much agility cut against the grain of that decade, because we were always about devolving authority downward. We were always about openness and transparency, big visible charts and the whole thing. And we succeeded despite being out of the against the tenor of the times by the fact that we were so good. Now, the Agile Alliance, to some extent, did not try to solve what I think of as the middle manager problem, which is that there are a lot of people out there still today who call themselves Scrum Masters, but think of themselves as managers and think of the job of management as command and control. And I think that we in the Agile world will never succeed in transforming the organization into a better place to work, and a much better place to work than it can be today, until we deal with command and control. Now, to some extent, we've sort of left that problem for others to solve, like our good friends in the APSPN. That's a little bit of a shirking of responsibility. So I hope that the membership of the Agile Alliance, and you're all members of the Agile Alliance for having come to this conference, I think that all of you should make an effort in the next 5 years to do something that causes the person who gives this talk in 5 years' time to talk about how we've transformed more than our smallish world. So that's a slightly downbeat, I guess, way of ending this. So let me just say, 5 years ago, I was kind of depressed about the end of Agile, but look at everything, the state of Agile, but look at everything that's happened. I gotta say that right now,
wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.